This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 16th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item is item number 3, Draft Advisory Opinion 2015-3, Democracy Rules, Inc. And we have with us Tony Buckley and Amy Rothstein from the Office of General Counsel here to discuss the matter, as well as, I believe, Ray Cashman, the Executive Director of Democracy Rules. Is he present on the phone?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
You are. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Cashman. Sir, Mr. Buckley.
Thank you, Chair Ravel. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 15-38-A contains a draft advisory opinion responding to a request from Democracy Rules Incorporated, asking whether it may transmit contributions to federal candidates on behalf of its members. Democracy Rules has established a website that enables its members to vote for the most important issues and their positions on the issues. The website also allows members to pledge funds to support advocacy groups or the re-election of legislators who Democracy Rules considers best positioned to advance the members' interests on a particular issue. The draft concludes that because Democracy Rules unilaterally determines the potential recipients of its users' contributions and may possibly override users' choices of recipients, it would not qualify for the commercial service exception that the Commission has recognized to the prohibition on corporate contributions. The Commission received one comment on the request and one comment on the draft. If the Commission approves the draft, we request authorization to make any necessary and conforming changes. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you very much, Mr. Buckley. Are there any questions or comments of the Office of General Counsel?
I have one.
Commissioner Goodman.
It's my understanding that Mr. Cashman is a lay requester, not represented by counsel.
That's correct.
And that he's had a lot of give and take with our Office of General Counsel.
Yes, sir.
Reacting somewhat to our legal questions, and he has shown some flexibility to modify his transactional plan in response to some questions that he's received, and that this is sort of a work in progress where he's trying to get to yes, both as a transactional model as well as a legal in compliance with our laws.
Yes, I think that's a fair characterization.
Okay.
Yes, and I thank you for raising that, and I do want to comment that the purpose, as I see it, of the rules and campaign finance laws is in part to encourage greater civic participation. And so it's disconcerting to me that we have been unable to find a way to allow Democracy Rules to go forward to do just that. But I recognize that your analysis of the law is exactly correct, and therefore, you know, reluctantly, I have to say that I will be supporting the motion here.
Madam Chair, let me just react to that. We have on occasion, especially where there is a lay requester, and also particularly in matters where people bring us technological innovations, website platforms to engage the public, we have on occasion used this advisory opinion request process as sort of an interactive process to be a constructive process to help inform a requester of the sentiments of commissioners. And I don't know that we necessarily have to drive this to a conclusion today, depending on what Mr. Cashman may want to do. I think this could be used as a process perhaps to engage in colloquy with Mr. Cashman, let Mr. Cashman learn some of the views of the commissioners, views that perhaps our Office of General Counsel couldn't share because, you know, we are the decision makers. And I was hopeful we might engage in some colloquy with Mr. Cashman and find out what Mr. Cashman's tolerance level is to react to some feedback that he might receive from the commission here. And so instead of just proceeding to a no vote that would stifle innovation and perhaps a constructive democratic platform on the web.
Right.
So I, with that in mind, could I ask Mr. Cashman a question?
I'm certainly amenable to that. I assume the rest of the commission is amenable to that question. Mr. Cashman, go forward, Mr.
Mr. Cashman, are you with Goodman? Us?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you.
Commissioner Goodman here. Mr. Cashman, have you read the commission's advisory opinion in a matter called skimmerhat.com? It was an opinion issued on August 2, 2012, and it is advisory opinion 2012-22.
Yes, I have read that.
I don't know if you detected, but there was a difference in that advisory opinion and the transaction, the transactional model that Skimmerhat proposed versus the one that you propose. And the principal difference that I detect between Skimmerhat's transaction model and yours is that you take in the money up front. You take in somebody's potential contribution, a member's potential contribution up front. You then put the potential choice of a recipient, whether it's a nonprofit organization or a candidate's campaign, through some type of selection process or advisory process. I think you call it through a series of presentation cycles.
That's correct.
Other groups call that an algorithm. Others call it something else. But a lot of opinions we have approved have countenanced contributors using a third party to help them target where their money might best be used. But the difference is you take the money at the before the recommendation is made, and then the money is bound at the end of that cycle. You have held custody and title to the money in the interim, and then the person is bound to send the money where your algorithm or your selection process lands. Could you, if necessary, could you change your transaction to go through the same presentation cycles that you go through to land on a recommended recipient, but then at the conclusion of that process, receive the money from the member or contributor and process it and send it on to the recipient? Would you be able to do that?
Yeah, I'm very flexible as far as the process goes. However, a user will come and deposit money into their account, but that money is not necessarily used in the political arena. It can be used to send donations to our administration. It can be used to support an advocate group in a long-term campaign or to donate to disaster relief efforts, and also to buy merchandise, our localized merchandise that we offer on site. So these... So this money that we take in advance is held in their account, and it can be used for those things as well as pledging a dollar, say, to a political committee of a legislator that has jurisdiction over an issue. We don't. That money sits in their account, and when a user wants to pledge money or dollars, say, to an issue or to a committee, then they can do so or not, irregardless of the money that we have in their account. In other words, they can use the money for a legislator, or they can use a campaign committee, or they can use it for an advocate group or something else, or a donation. So that money becomes a political donation, in my mind, at the time that it's pledged. And that money is not pledged until a poll has been taken, and that poll displays the exact recipients that pledge could go to. And then during the pledging cycle, after the polling is completed and an issue is elected, then that user can donate a dollar to that issue, but it's displayed right at that point that the money is going to go to a legislator, maybe two legislators, and that is dependent upon a vote of the membership that have pledged to that issue, and that is what users agree to. Now, I could also put like a checkbox for a user to ask a user to agree to this process, even though it's very implicit, before they can register. So, you know, we could do that to where people are very aware that is the way the process works, but it's very implicit in the process that that when people donate money to an issue, it is going to go to maybe a legislator, maybe an advocate group, but those choices are made available to him and displayed plainly before they take money out of their account to pledge to an issue. So that is why I feel that
Mr. Cashman, I have a follow-up based on what you just said. Mm-hmm. I understand your plan is you want people to put money into the program beforehand. Would you be able to accommodate if the choice of the process is a federal candidate,
mm-hmm.
and prior to the actual transfer of the contribution to the candidate, would you be able to provide the member or user of the platform the ability to say yes or no prior to the money going to the candidate?
So, in other words, if a candidate pledges a dollar to, say, affect a GMO food labeling issue, and he wants to back a bill which sponsors mandatory labeling of GMO food products, and he and that issue polls, it wins, it goes to the pledging cycle, and this person donates a dollar to support that legislation, then when it comes down to determine the recipient, in other words, during the trustee election section, they usually choose between the advocate group and a legislative means to promote that bill. And, you know, theoretically, we probably could create a way for them to opt out of whatever the trustee election holds. Or brings, in other words, whoever the winner of the trustee election is, if someone doesn't agree with that recipient, we could probably design a way to for them to back out of that. But, you know, it seems kind of redundant, because if someone is not in agreement with the legislators that we have chosen, they do not have to pledge money. In other words, they're not pledging money and then we're telling them where it goes. We're giving them option to say, okay, if you want to pledge money to these potential recipients, then do so. If you do not like these recipients, then do not pledge a dollar to that election. So
thank you, Mr. Cashman. What I think we need to recognize that we've got to look at what we have before us, or Mr. Cashman could withdraw his request for an AO at this point. I think if there were going to be discussing other potentials, it would need to go back to the office.
I don't know that we did that in Revolution Messaging. I think we worked with the requesters at the table to see if they wanted to supplement while it was pending, and we took an extra meeting to give them time to discuss supplements.
Right.
And I want to give Mr. Cashman.
I think that it's been entirely appropriate what we've been discussing, and he does have an opportunity, can do that if he wishes. But I think that for us to engage in an extended colloquy relating to any of the additional information now would be inappropriate for us to do. It would have to be reviewed by the Office of General Counsel.
I'll accede to that. I think we've gotten good feedback. I think what might benefit Mr. Cashman to decide how he wants to proceed is a little feedback from commissioners. And let me just say for myself, I think if Mr. Cashman could incorporate some type of checkoff point where prior to the money going to a candidate, the member or user of his platform actually says, okay, I understand you've recommended Senator Jones for a contribution, and I say yes or no to that, rather than have committed it previously and then having to live with the recommendation. I think that opt-out or opt-in process at that point would probably satisfy the voluntariness issue that is implicated in the draft opinion.
Well, actually, rather than, you know, making a determination about something that we have not considered with advice of counsel, it seems to me the question maybe is appropriate is, does Mr. Cashman wish to supplement his request, and then it can be reviewed by Mr. Buckley and the office, and it can come back to us at that point. So, Mr. Cashman, what's your...
That would be very acceptable. I appreciate that option. My main question, I guess, is what specifically do you feel I'm violating as far as election law, as far as the way the process is currently set up?
Well, I think that it's reflected in the draft by the Office of General Counsel, and you know, we can't specifically give legal advice to the requesters. Although, Buckley, do you want to speak to this?
Say whether a particular proposed activity is appropriate. The Commission cannot say you have to do A, B, C, or D in order to fall within the statute.
Right.
I agree with that. That's why I thought if commissioners might give Mr. Cashman the benefit of their thinking, he could take that under consideration and have further conversations with Mr. Buckley, you know, offline. Mr. Buckley can't speak for the six commissioners. I've tried to be constructive by giving Mr. Cashman my feedback here, mm-hmm. that I think it's the voluntariness at the point of contribution to a federal candidate that needs to be preserved so that the individual is still making that decision to give or not give. And we can discuss this in technical legal terms, and whether it's direction and control, or the analysis that's on in the blue, whatever it is. I think at that point that would satisfy me and make him look a lot more like Skimmer had at that point.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
Cashman, just a minute, okay, Mr.
Sure.
Cashman, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Vice Chair Peterson, Mr. Cashman. Just to help in terms of where I think we might be able to go, the concerns that are raised primarily starting at the bottom of page 7 and going through page 8 and onto page 9 of the draft, and that summarize what Commissioner Goodman has set up to this point, and that but I want to all. Kind of associate myself with what he said, that if the request could be modified more consistently with what our prior precedents, such as Skimmer, had the legal principles set forth in those, then I certainly would be amenable to considering that request. And I think something just to give you the benefit of my thinking as well, I think a proposal along the lines of what Commissioner Goodman said, I think would likely satisfy those earlier precedents. But the concerns that the proposal as currently raised, it's the bottom of page 7 through pages 9 that is kind of the kernel of the concerns about the current proposal that's before us.
Mr. Cashman, did you have...
Yes, I did, and I kind of looked at what I saw were three issues in those pages, and one of them is that Skimmer has allowed contributions to any federal candidate. And you know, we could incorporate the ability to do this. In other words, you know, have a drop down and menu and allow people to contribute to anybody they want to. But this would be kind of, I believe that, you know, I'm not sure if that's what we, that would be sort of counteractive to our users, because it would hurt our efficiency. For example, you know, sending money to a committee of a legislator in the Judicial Committee for a bill that's in the Ways and Means Committee, that's why I wasn't sure what they what criticism was leveled at us. If they feel that we should be able to contribute to any federal candidate, even though it's not in regard to an issue, so I wasn't quite sure what that that criticism was based in, because that's not what we do. And then they also had an issue with nullification, a nullification cycle, which we can make a policy change and not nullify a cycle for the reason of a conflict of 1 month to another. And then the third issue regarding that, those two pages was that a commercial service provider may not unilaterally determine the potential recipients of its users' contributions. And I don't feel that we are in any way doing that, because you know, a user has a choice to pledge money or not, and they see what they're pledging to. And also, they also vote themselves which issues are selected, what position is taken on those issues, and who is the recipient of those funds. And they know all those things before they make a pledge. So, we can incorporate a function that will give people a chance to opt out after the end of the trustee election, if that would be agreeable. Although, like I said, it seems a bit redundant, because you have a choice of whether or not to pledge a dollar before before that election, but you know who the recipients are before you decide to pledge money. So. That's what I was a little bit unclear about, but if it's best to be resolved between Mr. Buckley and I, and going forward, we can I'm willing to make whatever changes that can be recommended, as long as the process itself is not corrupted. I mean, this is a process by which people try to affect the issues and try to overcome the gridlock that's been so prevalent in the past few years.
Mr. Cashman,
just a reaction to the three points you raised. First, on your drop-down menu, I don't know that Skimmer had or any of the other advisory opinions the commission has previously approved require you to have a drop-down where the individual picks any candidate that's running for Congress today. Skimmer had helped people identify specific candidates. That was the service they provided to potential contributors. And so your process of weaning, of identifying and matching a member or user to potential candidates that might be of interest, we've proved that on many occasions. Some people use a computerized algorithm. Others used subjective judgments to do so. So I don't think it's the recommendation process that necessarily is implicated. I think that the fact that people want to come to your website to help identify two or three or four causes or potential candidates to give to is not the problem. Second, nullification. I do think you want to be compliant with federal election laws in making or facilitating contributions to federal candidates. You'd want to get rid of your nullification provision.
Okay.
And third, I understand you don't think that you're unilaterally deciding recipients as stated here, but it's at the point of contribution that I think will concern the commission the most. When the individual, when you've made your final recommendation of a candidate, and the individual is now going to say yes or no, I want to give to that candidate, that's the point where I believe, and I can't speak for all my fellow commissioners, but I believe that's the point where some commissioners would like to see the voluntary decision of the contributor preserved at the point of saying yes or no. Once your process says Senator Smith meets your objectives on GMOs, the individual can say, and we recommend that you give to Senator Smith, I believe that the individual should be able to say yes or no at that point.
So, Mr. Cashman, would you request a extension of time so that you can amend your request, and maybe you can give me some advice as to the formal process on how to do that.
If he can send me an email indicating that he's granted an extension of time. The expiration date is August 4th, so perhaps 30 days would be sufficient to address this.
Is that amenable to you, Mr. Commissioner?
Yes, I do wish to extend, and 30 days should be a sufficient time to incorporate that into to the process.
Okay, so if you could send an email to Mr. Buckley of the Office of General Counsel to that effect, this matter will be taken up at a future time. Just a caution, and Commissioner Goodman wishes to speak again, but don't forget he did say that he is only one commissioner. So some of us will be reacting to whatever advice we receive from the Office of General Counsel with respect to your amendment.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Goodman.
Yes, Mr. Cashman, I'm only one of six commissioners, and I'm not speaking for all commissioners here. So people have tried this before and taken more time and come back and still not received the four votes that they were hoping to get. But I'm trying to turn this into a constructive exercise for you. I think it's also important that when you discuss this, I don't tend to have ex parte communications offline, so this is my opportunity to talk to you a little bit. And that is, I think you should also pay close attention to some of the other technical provisions of making federal contributions in the Skimmerhat advisory opinion, and be sure to incorporate issues such as the permissibility of federal contributions, the amount limitations, your ability to take refunds, for example, your ability to transmit the contributions within 10 days. I think that was reflected in the Skimmerhat. There are a lot of legal requirements for making and handling political contributions, and I would encourage you to have a discussion with Mr. Buckley about those as well, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help this morning.
All right. Thank you very much for your participation, Mr. Cashman.
Very good.